Why do you think that your husband got 70 months?
Maccabee actually was helping one officer who appeared to be in distress. And thanks for his bravery, Maccabee was sentenced to 70 months in prison.
When at the same time, people that were literally burning down federal buildings got nothing. Like, nothing.
Because he's a conservative Christian man, in my opinion. Did bad things happen on January 6th? Absolutely. But you're not going to hold the people from the inauguration when Trump was inaugurated in 2017. You're not going to hold the people from the Summer of Love accountable. Why is there the two tiers of justice in America?
I just want that same standard to be applied to January 6th and the Black Lives Matter riot.
If prosecutors in some of America's biggest cities can free hardened repeat offenders from jail, they can go out and commit more crimes. Why can't some of these prisoners be freed on bail or given speedy trials?
That's what people don't understand, is the worst of the worst aren't treated like this. Child rapists, murderers, they get to see their family, they get...
Why can't we talk about them being held in the conditions that they're held in? Held without bond, not able to see their family. Yet our representatives won't even touch. This has nothing to do with January 6th. This has everything to do about human rights and American rights.
They were tormented and in some cases physically abused by D.C. jail officials.
They write of being forced to beg for water and medical aid. They say they've been denied visitors, access to attorneys, and religious services.
Some of these jailers are given a kind of green light to abuse the prisoners because they're seen as politically on the wrong side.
They're still hunting individuals down, raiding them pre-dawn raids, flashbangs, pulling their children out in the cold, putting dots all over them. It's just a horrific mess.
But yet this is cheered by the media, not just the media, but by Democrats.
And they are supposed to be the party of criminal reform, and we don't want these people to be in horrible conditions, and they care. And some of what I've been reading is just horrendous human rights abuses.
Has any politicians reached out to you?
They won't. They say they cannot speak to me.
Why?
Maybe they have skeletons in their closet that they are afraid will come out if they take a stand against this.
When someone hears you talk.
What is up, LFA TV? We are coming at you live from America. This is Matta Effect, and I am your host, Ryan Matta. Big shout out to Sarah Maccabee and all the J6 political prisoners. That was Sarah, who you just saw in the interview for our documentary, What is Treason, which will be releasing this fall. So stay tuned, folks. We got a lot to get into. We got a lot to unpack today. We got a lot of people saying that what happened is was planned. It was most likely deliberate and controlled. So Mike Benz says, not $1 to DHS until the House cleans this insane. So too sloppy, why? And not too sloppy, why? So take a look at what we're seeing here on the screen and then pay attention to who just got subpoenaed. So it now looks like, according to this this tweet that was put out by the House Oversight Committee, that Merrick Garland, Christopher Wray, and Kimberly Chelley are under investigation by the House Oversight Committee for their role in the assassination of President Donald Trump. So I think this is our first official act that we are now, in my personal opinion, the mainstream media should be broadcasting this everywhere. Mayorkas Chris Wray implicated in the assassination of President Donald Trump. Their security clearance should be revoked. Both Chris Wray, Mayorkas, every single last person that had any operational control over the situation that Donald Trump was put in should immediately have their security clearances stripped. They should be put on permanent leave. They should have no pay, and they should be treated no different than any one of the FBI whistleblowers who are interrogated and put under the microscope. Every last one of them. We're talking about the assassination of a president. So you mean to tell me that any nerd or dweeb with a long rifle can get in range of the president? Anyone? Well, then that means that every one of these unvetted terrorists that are coming across our border, this would be treason, America. Please follow Liberty Clearion. Check this out. This is Jacumba, California. Again, last night. How many shooters are in this photo? How many of these migrants are going to get a long rifle and take the next shot at President Trump?
China, people from Russia, and it looks like these might be family units from Southern Hemisphere. Oh, we got some China right here. China right here. Where are you from? What country?
Bolivia.
Bolivia?
Si.
Bolivia. These guys are from Asia, probably. Ni hao. Ni hao. China?
Vietnam.
So you got some Vietnamese here. We got quite a mix coming in. Looks like we got some people back here that look. Maybe they're Middle Eastern. So you got some Vietnamese. That's the second group I've seen several days. And these guys right here. Hi, guys. Maybe Brazil. Looks like they're separating the women and children. Getting the children, women and children on first, it looks like. Hey guys, what country are you from?
Brazil.
Okay, I was right. Yeah, they're from Brazil. Look like it.
Is this not insanity, America? Is it not absolutely insane to know that our president just got almost got assassinated? A bullet literally blew past his head. If he wouldn't have turned his head, the bullet would have went right through his brain. And we are letting unvetted, potentially military operatives just flow across our border. The same person who's now being implicated in President Donald Trump's murder. We're just going to stand by and let this schmuck allow millions and millions of potential terrorists, people that hate our country and hate our president. We're just letting them flood across our border. If this is not treason, if this is not a call for every single American to be calling Congress right now and demanding an investigation into Mayorkas and Chris Ray, you are out of your gosh damn mind. Gosh damn mind. Alexander Mayorkas was coordinating the assassination of President Trump. Hashtag treason documentary. Hashtag follow JJ Carroll and InfoWars. This one was put out by Alex Jones.
You know, I look at all of these things and I look at different videos where an assailant will pull a firearm on a law enforcement officer, and the first thing they do is they immediately pull and draw and mitigate the threat and the risk. You know, I ask why the law enforcement officer did not do so. The other thing is that when you set an advance team, I keep hearing this about the perimeter elements.
Yeah.
You know, the perimeter is actually established by your threats that are in the area. So if I don't have any threats outside of 100 yards, okay, fine, I can cordon off a certain area. But if I have a building 160 yards perfectly adjacent to the stage, that's an obvious threat, especially in an elevated position that has overwatch. That's a sniper's paradise. And, you know, we talk about Eagle's Nest. You also have, which no one talks about, but the water tower.
So what I'm hearing from you is...
Oh, yeah, we talked about that water tower yesterday, didn't we?
Sure did. Failure in advance?
I think it's a failure in advance. I think it's a failure to have the counter snipers to be able to establish their range fit and their sketch maps.
I also heard, we also learned that local snipers were stationed inside that building.
I haven't heard that piece of it yet, but that doesn't necessarily make sense unless they were actually in a window which was backed off, because a lot of times you get yourself in there. Sometimes you expose your rifle in a way to try and do a force protection or a show of force that actually stops things. Others are actually more tactical where they'll sit back a little bit, but a sniper for the law enforcement is only trained to shoot off 75 yards, unlike your counter-sniper teams that are on set. But here's my problem. In having done this for so long, they always say the adage of ignorance is bliss, and I think that's true. I've done thousands of advances. I've done thousands of counter-sniper operations with our teams in Iraq and Afghanistan, etc. The amount of negligence, the amount of mistakes that was made here, I have a very difficult time not leaning myself towards this was intentional as opposed to fecklessness.
Wow. Hey,
talk to me about that. I actually heard you say this right the day after, which I wanted to ask you about. What do you mean intentional?
CNN's about to freak out.
Intentional failure on the part of...
No, I wouldn't say an intentional failure on the part of, but I got to just, you know, I sit here and I scratch my head. You don't want to be the conspiracist. You don't want to be the...
I'm telling you, because that's what it's leaning toward.
No, I know, and that's the issue, is that you walk this fine balance of, you're not trying to be a conspiracist, but you look at it and you go, how could this have gone so...
But it's one thing if someone on the street says it. It's another, I mean, you, Corn Mills, member of Congress, former sniper...
Oh, yeah, it's one thing if one of our street rats say it.
Eyebrows go up. When you say you're walking the line on this, intentional what?
You know, it almost seems to me, I think that an investigation is necessary at this point within Congress, not just the FBI, not just others. You know, I look back at it and I'm thinking, all right, you know, but for an individual, if you looked at the escalations and how they try and approach him, let's just say that it was like, okay, first we want to censor and silence you, then we want to indict and imprison you, now we're attempting to kill you and take
you. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Exactly.
Let's slow down.
Please.
I'm hearing two things from you. I don't want to jump ahead of things, but I'm also hearing you jumping ahead of things.
Well, actually, I'm just looking at all the different possible capabilities. You know, one of the things as a military member,
look at how bad she wants to stop him.
One of the people who's actually done this is that you look at all potential analysis, right?
Donald Trump and his team have said, do not.
No, I agree.
Dial it back. Do not blame this on Joe Biden.
Oh, well, actually, I didn't say Joe Biden.
He never said that.
Who's the they then? Let's be very specific.
Well, that's what the investigations do. Was it local law enforcement that had made mistakes, or was there something to it? Was there other types of things that we need to be analyzing or looking at and providing analysis? My point is that when something's so significant, you're talking about something that hasn't happened in decades, right?
My point is this.
From a perspective of someone who's actually conducted these.
Yeah, someone who's been there, done that, lady.
This is not like I'm putting together a stage placement and a tight shot. This is about looking at your surroundings. What is my green, yellow, and red route, which is your routes out in case? What is my actual elements of that I need to be looking at as far as mitigating threats or risks or increased levels? Where's my range fan for the sniper that says, okay, here's my 100, my 200, my sketch. Here's an area where someone could shoot. Because here's my thing.
So you're saying this is so basic that how big the screw up was, that's what's leading your brain down the
road. That's exactly
right. Ding, ding, ding.
Tom Emmer was just on with me.
No one cares.
Very specifically to me, I wrote it down. He said very good. It is too early to be talking about who is at fault and who is responsible.
That's why an investigation is necessary.
Is it not dangerous? Is it not reckless? To even be throwing around the word intentional.
So to question things as we do an investigation is recklessness, because at that point then should we never question anything? My point is this.
I'm not trying to be PC.
My point is the political environment that we are in.
What would it have taken, right? Let's just say the resources was limited.
This is common sense.
So how many times have you seen where they just put a police car inside of a parking lot with not an officer in it and just leave the lights on as a deterrent? Why couldn't that have been a simple thing that was placed in? Why couldn't we have said to the owner of the actual AGR company, hey, look, we don't want to disrupt your business, but we also want to make sure your parking lot is clear of people trying to park in there for the rally. Why don't we place an officer there? My point is that this was too easy of a solution. And when I think about 160
I'm just so uncomfortable
shot,
with even having
I'm it. Uncomfortable with having to say it.
CNN needs to be sold and dismantled immediately.
That's exactly what needs to happen. CNN needs to be sold and dismantled. Do you see how hard they are trying? Now, let me throw this one at you. Ellie Mae in the live chat was actually blowing up my DMs yesterday. Remember that bizarre girl that was sitting right behind Trump holding up a sign, almost like she was giving the signal to the shooter to shoot? Remember that girl? So that girl that may or may not have been involved in the assassination with President Trump is somehow enabled to get into range of this man again at the RNC. And nobody's saying anything about it. You guys tell me what you think if you think this is the same girl.
Watch this shit, dude. Watch. Watch. She sits down.
Photo on the left is from the RNC yesterday.
Puts the sign up.
Take a look at what happened.
Shots go off.
She's completely normal. And then watch.
And then she's got her.
What the fuck? What the fuck? People are freaking out.
And she's filming.
And she's just like right there. She's not even freaking the fuck.
Anybody here? Any ideas? I don't know. You guys tell me. So check this out. Leading report tweeted out. Breaking leak video shows RFK Jr. discussing vaccines with Donald J. Trump. Now, Ian Carroll commented on this and he said, hey, honestly, thought Kennedy is mortified by the security lapse because Kennedy is claiming that he didn't realize. Well, he was already filming something when the call came in. And that he didn't know, he should have told this guy to stop filming. His guy didn't stop filming and posted the video. So he says, it doesn't seem like it negatively affected either of them in the eyes of their supporters. What are your thoughts? Seems like another Trump leak that actually makes Trump supporters more hyped on him. Tell me what you think. So this is President Trump talking about going hard on these vaccines. And this is what we wanted, folks. This is what the trope we were hoping was hiding in the background, just pretending like he was playing the game to get elected. And then after he got elected, he was going to be hunting heads, looking more like that every day.
I want to do small doses. When you feed a baby, Bobby, a vaccination that is like 38 different vaccines, and it looks like it's meant for a horse, not a 10-pound or 20-pound baby, it looks like you should be giving a horse this. And you ever see the size of it, right? You know, it's this massive. And then you see the baby all of a sudden starting to change radically. I've seen it too many times. And then you hear that it doesn't have an impact, right? But you and I talked about that a long time ago. And anyway, I would love you to do something. And I think it'll be so good for you and so big for you. And we're going to win. You know, we're way ahead of the guy. And, you know, he's interesting. He was very nice, actually. He called me. And he said, how did you choose to move to the right? Because, you know, so I guess that's, people see, you know, if I was looking straight up, he said, how did, I said, I was just showing a chart. I didn't have to tell him the chart was on all the people pouring into our country. But I just turned my head to show the chart. And something wrapped me. It felt like a giant, like the world's largest mosquito. And it was. It was a bullet going around. You know, it was, what do they call that? An AR-15 or something. That was a big gun. Those are pretty tough guns, right?
The man, notice the man who gets almost assassinated, not one time do you hear that man calling for gun control. Do you ever hear, we hear any of the Democrats blowing this up and talking about how they should take your guns away because President Trump was got shot? Now imagine if that was Biden, how quick they would be coming for everybody's AR-15s. Everybody's. It's bizarre how they're not cramming that down their throat because it doesn't play into their narrative, right? It's not just America that's falling apart. So Naomi, this was retweeted by Elon Musk. She said, I warned you about the E.L. Hotzo, the German state-funded comedian who wishes death on Donald Trump. This was not the first time he showed his true colors. He hopes that Elon Musk will get killed too. His openly Marxist views inspired a whole generation. He has gone too far.
My name is Naomi Zeit, and I am a German political commentator on international politics. A few days ago, in the context of the assassination attempt against Donald Trump, I exposed the German comedian El Hotzo. He posts satire on X, and this is where he grew his incredibly large audience of around 700,000 followers. What is very important to note is that he is not just any comedian. He is paid for by the legacy media, which is taxpayer funded. And I have observed his account for years. He blocked me a few years ago because he's against anyone who challenges his very openly Marxist beliefs. And he often just so borders the line of going too far and wishing the absolute worst on people. Now, with the assassination attempt, he showed his true colors and he made a post to show that he wishes Donald Trump had died. This post is deeply vicious and it has come to my attention from many friends in my home country that this is an attitude that is supported by many. El Hotzo inspires especially the younger generation in Germany to follow his lead. And they think it's funny to not only wish death upon Donald Trump, but death upon the American dream, death upon society. These beliefs are toxic and deeply anti-humanistic. In fact, I've just discovered another old tweet, thanks to my friend Miro, who made me aware of this, where he reposts Elon, who said, if I die under mysterious circumstances, it's been nice knowing you. And El Hotzo comments on this, saying, no tweet has ever given me as much hope as this one. This should not be supported.
This is the deranged lunacy that the left has infected across the entire world. You know, it's not deranged. Check this out. Breaking report. New Jersey Senator Goldbar Mendez convicted in conspiracy to bribe trial. After he stuck a bunch of gold bars up his ass, the guy decided to try to bribe the jury or bribe people that were involved in the trial. He's got nothing to hide. Nothing more to see here, folks. Let's take a look at this. Let's read this out here. So, to the dishonorable scumbag, Alexandro Mayorkas, this treasonous traitor who's absolutely gutted our country. This asshole, Secretary Mayorkas, the Committee of Homeland Security will hold an oversight hearing to examine the fact and circumstances surrounding the July 13th, 2024 assassination attempt of President Donald J. Trump, Thursday, July 23rd at 2024. At 10 a.m. EDT in the 310 Cannon House office building, I write to confirm an invitation for you to testify at this hearing. Under committee rules, each witness shall submit a written statement of proposed testimony, which must be filled with the committee or filed with the committee clerk no less than 48 hours in advance of your appearance before the Supreme or before the committee. Additionally, is the policy of Congress that accommodating documents to be displayed during the hearing must be filed electronically with the clerk's committee at least 48 hours prior to the hearing. Only those accompanying materials appropriate for display on the committee monitors will be permitted. Please submit a copy of your testimony electronically to committee staff at sean.somethinghousemail, blah, 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 no later than Friday, July 19th at 10 a.m. Pursuant to committee rules, failure to provide testimony to the committee by the deadline may result in your oral and written testimony being excluded from the record. Pursuant to committee policy, failure to provide accompanying materials intended to display by the deadline may exclude such materials from being displayed. Oral testimony should not exceed 5 minutes and should summarize your written remarks. Now, under Clause 2K, the Rule X or 11, I think, of the House and Rules Representatives witnesses by or hearing may be accompanied by their own counsel to advise them concerning their constitutional rights. Witnesses may be required to make an oath. Please be advised that pursuant to 18 U.S.C. 10001, and regardless of whether an oath is administered, it is a violation of federal criminal law to knowingly, willfully give false statement to any committee, subcommittee, commission, or office of Congress. A witness may obtain a transcript copy of the testimony given in open public session or in closed session only when authorized by the committee. I can't wait to see these scumbags rotting in a gosh damn cell. I am going to take so much joy in going to every single one of Mayorkas's hearing and just sitting there and smiling while that scumbag gets grilled while he's sitting there in an orange damn jumpsuit. He doesn't deserve any dignity. He deserves no respect. This guy is an absolute traitor, and he just tried to assassinate our president. He should be held to the fullest account of the law. Brendan Dilley from the Dilley V Mean Team goes by at Warlord Dilley. He says, get up, Donald. You got work to do. Fight.
If you want to really see something that said, take a look at what happened. Oh.
I love you, Dad.
I'm proud of you, son.
Fight.
Fight, Dad. Fight.
Get up, Donnie. Fight.
You've got work to do, son. Fight.
Fight. I love you, Daddy.
Get up, Dad. Fight.
Fight. You must fight, my love.
Fight. I love you, son.
Fight. I love you, Donald. Fight. Fight.
Fight. Fight. Fight.
Dilley is the absolute man. His work is absolutely fantastic. You want to know what's awesome about this? And I see a lot of people giving a bunch of trouble about like, oh, Amber Rose shouldn't be on stage. We shouldn't let these people on stage. F you. Let everybody talk. I'm so sick of people trying to say that they should censor, they should silence anybody. If somebody gets on stage and you don't like what they say, don't listen. Go walk away. Put in your headphones. Get on your iPhone. Do something else. Who gives a shit? But shut the F up about censoring people and silencing people. I'm so sick of it. America is changing, must listen. And this is what I'm talking about. This is why it's so important for everybody to speak. We know that you awake assholes already know it all and you have a master plan. We get it. We understand. But check this out. Black American, I've been a Democrat for nearly 50 years. Why am I crying over the Republican National Convention? I'm thinking about crying because it's cognitive dissonance. Like, what is going on? I've been told my whole life Republicans are just all, you know, white and racist men and all of this. I don't think I've probably ever watched a Republican National Convention. And listen to the words that she's saying, folks. Amber Rose brought this woman to tears because she's inspiring so many people to leave the Democrat Party.
Mays saves jobs for three people just to survive in Biden's economy.
Why am I crying over the Republican National Convention? Like, what the frick is going on?
It's upsetting.
It's
upsetting to see
this world that we're living in right now. Hold on, let me pause this. Woo, this world that we're living in right now feels like upside down land. I've been a Democrat for nearly 50 years. Why am I crying over the Republican National Convention? Like, Amber Rose did a beautiful job. Oh, she did a beautiful job. I'm so proud of her. And then all the diversity and just, oh, I think I'm crying because it's cognitive dissonance. It's cognitive dissonance. Like, what is going on? I've been told my whole life Republicans are just all, you know, white and racist men and all of this. I don't think I've probably ever watched a Republican National Convention. Let's start there. You don't know unless you go see for yourself and stop listening to what people tell you. Just so beautiful.
That's it. That's the American spirit coming back to everybody, folks. And it's not just them. It's every single person, right? It's not just the Trump. It's not just the Biden. It's the fucking flat earth. It's everything they told us was a gosh damn lie. We're not floating on a ball traveling through space going 100 million miles per hour while traveling around the sun, while the Earth's traveling around the sun, and then we're traveling through this space vacuum at 17,000 miles per hour while we got 34,000 satellites. Some are stationary, some aren't. So those are all spinning around the Earth while the Earth is spinning, and then while the Earth is spinning around the moon or around the sun, and then the moon controls the ocean tides. Yeah, we believed all that, folks, for a gosh damn long time. Check this out. Wall Street apes. The Donald Trump assassination attempt was the bullet that woke up the younger generation. The girl believed all the lies. Now she's awake. Can y'all imagine what today or yesterday would be like if the bullet would have hit, if Trump would not have turned his head?
But can y'all imagine what today or yesterday would have been like if that bullet would have hit? If Trump would not have turned his head. You could call my mother a conspiracy theorist. She has been studying our government for years now. And I mean not doing quick Google searches. I mean this woman has dedicated a lot of her time to figuring out who is really running this place we're living. The past like 6 years I've been like, nah, mom, that's crazy. Like some of the stuff I'm like, no. Like there's no way that's real. We totally went to the moon. 9/11 was totally real. I can honestly say from someone that talks about what is going on in this country every single day, the past 6 months, the stars are all aligning. The dots are all connected. We have been lied to by these people that we have quote unquote been worshiping as our leaders. If you think they're good guys, they're probably not. Is it not absolutely crazy that we are getting to live this time? This is biblical stuff that we are getting to live through right now. And it's like, we were all born in this time for a reason. I've never really gotten on here and talked about much political stuff on my page because I just don't. But everyone just needs to realize that nothing is what it appears to be. Nothing. Literally nothing. In the end, it's all in God's hands, and all we can do is just trust the plan and help wake people up to what is going on. Trump getting shot at yesterday was not something that some 20-year-old kid just decided to do. And literally every single sign is pointing that this was all set up. Not staged, but set up. They knew he was going to shoot at Trump, and he was not supposed to miss. Why were there 10 seconds after the first shot went off? Why were there 10 seconds for him to get 8 rounds off? Especially with all these videos of these people screaming and yelling, there's a man on the roof with a gun, and there wasn't anything done. There should have been a quick call, like boom, guy on the roof, boom, shot dead. There should have never been enough time for that to happen. But there was.
But there was, folks. So now that I got your attention, who in here, let's jump over to the live chat and say what up to everybody for a second. Who in here has heard about, I believe it's called Stargate or stargazing. Stargate. I think it's Stargate. Let me see which one I got here. Star Portal. No, this is Project Looking Glass. I lied. Who in here has heard about Project Looking Glass? Speaking of conspiracy theories, you guys know what show you're on. Let's dive down a rabbit hole, shall we? Who's heard of Project Looking Glass? And what have you heard about it? because the great awakening is upon us, folks. Let me take you down a trip down memory lane, will you? Smash that like button for us, folks. We got almost 1,400 people here watching. We might be able to get up close to that 2,000 rank if we can get that like button smashed. So if you haven't already, we got like 230 likes. We can probably get that up to like 350 real quick. Buckle up, folks. This one's going to be a fun one. I haven't even made it through this whole video. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. So let's go down this journey together. Check this out. Joe Rambo tweets out, "So many have referenced Project Looking Glad that I thought I would add this clip, The Great Awakening." Check this one out.
"Necessarily mean that the other choice couldn't exist at the same time. But once you get your brain wrapped around this subject, you find out that at the end of 2012, in an easy way to put it, the choices that we make become less and less consequential to the future. And eventually we're pushed into this bottleneck of time, no matter which choice we make. And that's important to the people that had access to Looking Glass, because they would use Looking Glass knowing the choices that they would make and the future would pop up. The big mistake was coming up with the possibility of future. And when we started using a computer to say, well, if we make this choice, it's 79% possible that this scenario happens, and 23% are possible, or whatever, using round numbers, that this scenario would happen. The understanding at the time was that was realistic. However, if you go down the road further and free will continues to exercise itself on this game, that 79% possibility sometimes changes very, very fast. But if you look at the situation in a point of time, it seems very realistic that that's the greatest possibility. What happened was people, very smart people, began to figure out that something big was coming up. Something that made it so all the possibilities of all the future scenarios of any choice, any possibility that was fed in and observed through the Looking Glass inherently ended up in the same future. And no decision, no possibility changed past a certain point."
Do you understand what they're getting at there? They have a device that allows them to peer into their future, but they found, and this has been by multiple sources, that they figured out a way to look into the future, and they were able to kind of manipulate time to an extent. But at some point, there's some future event that all of the globalists all around the world have been trying to just change scenarios and feed different scenarios, or maybe COVID-19 or this or that or this or that, hoping that when they looked into this, this big event in the future was going to change. But no matter what they did, they couldn't change that. Was that event Trump getting elected in 2024? I don't know. Let's keep going.
"That's the big secret. All possible timelines lead to the same basic set of history.
God's plan, baby. Trump 2024.
In the future.
Can't stop it.
That is what sends everybody that has all of the information, that knows everything, into a blind panic. The people that know everything about Looking Glass, that have gotten all the reports and all the information, the elites of the world, probably figured out that that was the end of the game, and nothing could be manipulated beyond that point. When I was in the military, it would have been before 97 when I got in trouble, one of my particular areas that I was amazingly intuitive about is problem solving / mission planning, or more specifically, taking a bad mission and fixing it. Certainly, knowing how string theory and possible futures works makes it so you can work your mind very quickly to see the reality of what's happening and decide what decisions need to be made to change it for a particular outcome. At a certain point, after they're done hearing the computer tell them, this is what's going to happen over and over and over and over again, all they become focused on is, how do we fix it? What I do know is that I was called in and asked to solve this problem, this timeline contraction problem. And I eventually did my due diligence and did all the investigating and basically only had one piece of information, and that was reinforcement. The computer's right. The timelines will contract down to some inevitable thing. There is an inevitable event. It's been forecast, it's been predicted, it's been fed to us in a slop trough of what they want us to believe will happen. They don't actually have control over what happens.
Whew. Let that sink in, folks. How's that for a, what is today, for a Tuesday morning? Thank you all for joining us. Thank you for smashing that like button. We got a lot of content to get through, but let me let you in on our first sponsors of the day. Folks, have you ever tried Armra? You want to revive your health? Well, how about we transform your health starting at its foundation? Armra's colostrum protects, rebuilds, and strengthens your body's barriers for defense against everyday threats and enhanced volatility. We all know that modern living in Biden's America breaks down your immune system and its barriers. Well, guess what? Armra harnesses the power of 400 plus functional-backed, research-backed nutritions from a colostrum that offers a transformational benefits for your body's health and performance. Strengthen your immune barriers, optimize your microbiome, and empower your body with the blueprint to revitalize your health from the inside out. When you take Armra's colostrum, you're giving your body the best protections against everyday toxins, pollutants, allergens, and processed ingredients, paving the way for an optimal health and optimal vitality. So check this out. We got it worked out a sponsor just for our LFA audience. You guys can receive 15% off your first order. Go to tryarmra.com/LFATV to get 15% off your first order. That's tryarmra.com/LFATV. And up next, my favorite, my team over at TacRite, folks. Did you always want to own a night vision pair of binocular goggles, but you didn't get one because how pricey they were? Well, you can grab one now for under $200 from our sponsors, TacRite. Similar versions sell for over $4,000, and some of the military-grade ones require a little bit of light to let you see in complete pitch darkness, but not TacRite. TacRite has a revolutionary new design that allows you to see in complete pitch darkness. Our viewers can get this amazing one-time discount. You can grab yours today for under $200. You don't need a coupon. You don't need a code. You just need to visit TacRiteLFA.com. This make a great gift for anybody who's interested in outdoors, hunting, military, or maybe you just want to stay alive at night in Biden's America. Grab yours today, folks. They won't last long. Last time they sold out in 3 hours after mentioning it on our channel. Get yours today. Visit TacRiteLFA.com. And if you guys want to support us over here at Matter of Fact, you guys can do so by using our MyPillow promo code. I won't bore you with the details, but it's just MyPillow/Matta or promo code Matta. And if you guys want to stack some Bitcoin and support us over here as well, my affiliate links are down below in the description. I suggest you stack as much Bitcoin as you can. You guys could hear me screaming about it at 56K, 40K, 20K, 30K. All the way from the first day I started at LFA TV, I've been screaming, buy Bitcoin, buy Bitcoin, buy Bitcoin. Those of you who have listened are going to be much better positioned a year from now, 2 years from now. Who knows? Maybe even 6 months ago. If you were buying the 64, 56K dip on Bitcoin, you are up about $10,000 on that buy in the last, I don't know, 36 to 48 hours. We were telling you that Germany was selling off all of their Bitcoin, trying to collapse the price of Bitcoin. They got their Bitcoin released from the Mt. Gox exchange hacked back in 2014 when we lost a couple of Bitcoin back then. And they released it all. And Germany started dumping all their Bitcoin into the open market like a bunch of children that they are. And then after it bottomed out at 56K and decided to come back up to 61 or 62K, when Germany announced that they were going to be buying back $101 million worth of Bitcoin. So, well, you can be Germany or you cannot be Germany. It's your choice. But check this out. Donald Trumpo coming in hot. He just says, boom, baby, boom.
I've been saying this forever about this guy. He is one of the toughest, most resilient human beings that I have ever met in my life. And let me tell you what. Everybody wants to act like a tough guy, right? Everybody wants to act like a tough guy. Well, when the shit goes down, you find out who tough guys are and who tough guys are not. This guy is the legitimate, ultimate American badass of all time. You know, the guy takes a shot at him. He goes down. He stands up. And then he starts chanting to the crowd and you know, fight, fight, fight. I literally was blown away. I called him as soon as I landed. I called him and he answered, and he was already home from the hospital. And we talked for like 30 minutes. Pat, I'm telling you, I have never known a human being like this in my life. He is literally one of the toughest, most badass guys of all time. And listen, you don't like him. You can say whatever you want about him. It is undebatable now. Literally undebatable. A sniper tried to take a shot at him and missed him by millimeters, a bullet through the ear. I had a buddy in Boston when we grew up, and a bunch of guys tried to kill him one night outside of a bar. And he was never the same again. He was never the same. He literally moved out of South Boston and went down South Shore and was never the same again mentally after that happened to him. This guy is almost 80 years old. The guy tried to blow his head off. And to have the reaction that he did when he got up, this guy's been a friend of mine for 25 years. One of the greatest human beings I've ever met. He's an unbelievable friend. And he is forever now the ultimate American badass. That picture that you just showed will go down in history 100 years after we're dead.
Amen, baby. Amen. That it will. That it will. That picture will definitely go down in history for long after we are dead. There is no doubt. That'll be the most viewed picture in all of American history. We thought his mugshot was it. When we see that mugshot thought, we are all like, yep, that's the photo that will be the number one viewed photo for all of human history. There will never be a photo that'll ever be viewed more times than President Trump with his hand and his fist up after a bullet went through his ear. All of time, for all of humanity, there will never, ever be a photo that is viewed more than that photo. Now, that's saying something. And I almost think that we should get Trump's mug. I think we should get Trump's bullet ear photo on Mount Rushmore. Right? Can we? What side did he get hit on? Let's put him on whatever side. But in the Mount Rushmore, he should have a missing piece of his ear. How about that? How pissed off would the Democrats be if we got Trump up there with a bullet hole through his head? Through his ear, I mean. Up on Mount Rushmore with his fist up like this. Let's go. That's what I'm... Oh, man. That should be done. We should make that happen. Check this out. Michelle, hashtag FJB, tweets out, the Secret Service provided a freaking ladder for the shooter to make it easier for him to get on top of the building. Let this sink in. So who is going to arrest these scumbag traitors? The corrupt DOJ? Hell, I'm sure they're involved too. This keeps getting worse by the minute, folks. Let me know what you guys think about this.
Here it is. See, it's a stealth cap. Not long before shots rang out, rally goers noticed a man climbing to the top of the roof nearby building and warned local law enforcement. One officer climbed to the roof and encountered the guy. What?
Yeah. That's from the Associated Press. That's not from, you know, HillarySucksBalls.biz.
He pointed his rifle at the officer. The officer retreated down the ladder. There's a fucking ladder.
Yeah, it's really unbelievable.
Which they didn't think to guard.
And the guy had to have a ladder and he had to have a rifle. And somehow, and that's all open. So somehow he got a ladder and a rifle and no one noticed this guy with a ladder? So the cop turns around and retreated down the ladder and Crooks quickly took a shot towards quickly? What?
Yeah, so apparently, according to the AP, the moment before the shot was fired, a cop comes up the ladder, sees him there. The shooter points the gun at the cop. The cop cowers, goes back down the ladder. Shooter turns around and takes a shot at that moment. And we just saw the video a few minutes ago of the Secret Service gunman on the roof. They must have been watching that. They must have been watching because they clearly had him in his sights up until the moment he started shooting. So they clearly saw him waving the gun around. Maybe they didn't see the cop coming up the ladder. But they clearly saw something going on with a gun being waved around.
Right.
Yes, and where was the order to get Trump off stage? So there was all this ample time to give out the warning and say, hey, we have an active shooter. They had an active shooter for 3 minutes. How long was Trump on stage? Like, at what point did we had an active shooter in the crowd. Yeah, we'll let Trump finish the next few lines. We'll get him off there eventually. What? How is that possible? Well, I don't know. Maybe we should ask an FBI agent what type of actions would need to be taken that would allow a shooter to get in that range of Donald Trump. And we can check out Chanel Ryan over at OAN, and I probably spelt that name wrong. Chanel Ryan? Maybe not. Who in their right mind trusts today's FBI to investigate anything? Trump has no reason to. Former FBI agent Kyle Serafin, sound on.
I think I know your answer, but tell our audience, how much do you trust an FBI investigation at this stage, at this point?
I think that answer is actually twofold. When it comes to the transparency that we're going to see, I think it's very low. I think that's the reason why the Bureau is there. They love to hide behind an ongoing investigation. That's kind of Chris Wray's get out of jail free card when he steps up in front of Congress. And any time that they're called for oversight, they're more than happy to ignore the calls from the public who pays for their salaries. But the FBI as an entity, which, you know, it's unfortunate. I'm in a position where I kind of have to call balls and strikes. I want to just be right down the middle. There are very competent investigators in the FBI, just like there's very competent protective agents and detailees in the Secret Service. So it's very strange to see a failing from the Secret Service on a day like that, and then to think that the FBI is going to step in and give us the straight, you know, information and give us any kind of meaningful results is very low. I think we're going to see something a lot like what people saw in Las Vegas, unfortunately. I think we're going to see a lot of more questions than we have answers, Stephen Paddock style. And that's not what America needs right now. This was a massive change. Our country is not going to be the same. I've likened it to sitting in a dark place in a cabin with the mist from Stephen King's book sitting outside, and we just lost another pane of glass. I don't know how many panes of glass there are keeping out the mist, but one of them is broken as of Saturday afternoon.
Kyle, what do you think is happening at this stage of the investigation at FBI? Lay out for our audience kind of what this kind of investigation would look like at this moment.
This is a mess, right? You've got a huge crowd. You've got a bunch of people that came and went. They weren't controlling the scene at the moment that it happened. So they've got to pick up physical evidence. They've got to run the ballistics. They've got to make sure that they've lined up where the shot was coming from, that this was the only shooter, and so on and so forth. You've got multiple engagements. Mm-hmm. From what I heard, sounded like multiple people were engaging the shooter. So a shooting position from both law enforcement and from a suspect. That's a mess. Then you've got hundreds, maybe thousands of witnesses who have something to gain. There's going to be cell phone footage that people are going to be able to volunteer, some that are going to be requested. They're not going to get all of it. It's a disaster area, and the FBI does this with some degree of capabilities, but it's not something you do every single day. And it's certainly going to be overwhelming for the Pittsburgh Field Office, which took it over. So I'm confident they're going to have some resources from Quantico. They've got some national resources from what's called Evidence Response Team, and that'll come in and try to set this stuff. They do big, large investigations like this, but this is such a charged emotional moment. And then the other thing is whenever you start talking to people about what they witnessed, you just mentioned the woman that's behind the crowd. There's going to be a lot of, let's say, distracting information. And when I was a paramedic, mm-hmm. we would look at a thing called a distracting wound. That's something that bleeds a lot, but it's not a life threat. And the woman sitting behind Donald Trump, or a man who makes a funny face and a tongue, there's a lot of weird people out there in the world. And sometimes people are just weird because they do weird things. We're also dealing with a lifetime of people being acclimated to social media so that when something crazy happens, their instinct is not self-protection and not to drop to the ground and hide. Their instinct is to film it, which is absurd. But, you know, you see people get hit by ambulances and fire trucks because they're just not paying attention. So we should probably try to focus on the down the narrow at who was this guy? Why did he do it? Was anyone helping him? And then the real question, which I think everybody has to ask, and I know Corey Mills has asked it very dramatically, was this incompetence or was this malfeasance? And I have a very difficult time with that. Sure.
Well, my next question to you, as an observer, as someone who was with the FBI for many years, what questions stick out to you about this incident right now that lawmakers should be asking?
All right. So I got to spend a lot of time with Secret Service in a low visibility role with the uniform division. We did what are called national special security events around D.C. So I was at President Trump's inauguration. I was at Biden's. I was at all the State of the Unions. We walk around on an undercover role and look for people causing problems. There have been questions about, you know, who was out there spotting for this kind of stuff. There's always plainclothes people. And I was one of them many times over in D.C. The Secret Service is too good at this to not be capable of protection. And the second thing is that the FBI is too good at investigations to not be competent. But we've seen some things like this, like January 6th pipe bomber. My buddy and I kind of made the joke, maybe they'll figure out what was going on with the shooter right after they catch the pipe bomber. And those of us who are paying attention know that that hasn't happened, and we don't expect it to happen anytime soon. That's a serious amount of trust that we've lost in these institutions. And some of it is because of the people they're hiring that are incompetent, and there's a DEI aspect to that. And there are people that were in my academy class in 2016 that have no business carrying a gun in any capacity, especially at the FBI or the Secret Service. And one of the gals that actually failed out of my Quantico class ended up being hired as a Secret Service agent. So that's a scary thing to think. That was 2016. She went on in probably 2017 and was actually hired on to be Secret Service and made it through FLETC and through the academy, as far as I understand. There are some very incompetent people that have stepped into those ranks, but the agencies themselves are too good to have this kind of failing. So I'm very worried that the simplest answer is that somebody dropped the ball aggressively, whether it was because it was on purpose or otherwise. We're going to see probably not a lot of transparency, because the number one sin in these agencies is don't embarrass the agency. That's certainly the case in the FBI. And that's a way to get tossed out. That's a way to not get promoted. That's a way to have your report buried. And so if there are actual, you know, findings of someone who just blew it, that they let somebody within a 200-yard perimeter of the, you know, potentially future president and take a shot. Oh, I'm hearing it was open sights with an AR-style rifle. It's not a very hard shot, but it's something you have to actually know how to do. If you let somebody inside of 200 yards, you know, there should be a lot of jobs that are lost all the way up the approval chain for that particular ops plan or for that security setup.
I sure don't know about you guys, but I don't have faith in the FBI. I don't trust these scumbags. I want Congress with full subpoena power. I want people like Matt Gaetz. Who else do we want on the team? If you were to pick a team, a committee to investigate this over here in the live chat, who would you guys? We got Matt Gaetz, maybe MTG. Who else we got? Maybe who's that one guy I really like? Really hillbilly guy from down south. He's a sheriff from Tennessee or Kentucky. Gosh, I can't think of his name. Holloway would be one. Yeah, we could throw Holloway on there, buddy. I like that. I like that. Who else you guys got? Luna? Yeah, we can throw Luna on there. I'll give her that. Yep. Yeah, Holly for sure. Investigate Josh Shapiro. Bingo. Bingo, bingo, bingo. I agree. Clay Higgins, my man. P-Year, that's who it was. P-Year, Clay Higgins. Ron Johnson, there we go. That's our six. Who is it? It's Gang of Eight. What was it? The Gang of Eight on January 6th? Well, we want the Gang of Eight right here. We want the Gang of Eight July 3rd committee. And we want to investigate this to the fullest extent of the law. So we need two more. Two more. Who else we got on here? Anybody? Yeah, who is that Eli guy? That Eli Crane? We can throw Eli on there for sure. Thomas Massey. Boom. There it is. Rand Paul. There it is. Okay. We got our team picked out. How do we jam this down their throat? If anybody else is on that team, if they put, I tell you what, the best hearing we heard was that child trafficking hearing last week. And it blows my mind how timed out every time we start driving the child trafficking down their throat. And there's nowhere left for them to turn. We're holding Senate hearings. It's being talked about on every radio. Every conservative is starting to talk about it. Now, how many people out there are still talking about these children today? One or two, maybe me and maybe a few others, because this has taken all the media headlines, which I'm okay with it. If this ends up getting these children out of there, because all we have to do is take down Mayorkas, folks. If Mayorkas is involved in this, and you can't look at it and say that he's not, that man has more to lose than anybody. If there's any one person that's going to be executed for treason and crimes against his country, it's Mayorkas, probably followed by Chris Wray. So those are suspects number one and two. But yet the CIA has been involved in assassinations all across the world. They stage color revolutions. They overthrow foreign governments. And we don't have one asshole. And the director of the CIA, Mike Pompeo, openly admits to giving the order to assassinate an innocent man who's never been tried of a crime and never seen the day in court. Julian Assange in the United States. So why is Mike Pompeo not on this list? Why are all of the CIA operatives not on this list? Why is every piece of communication between the FBI, the director, all of these agencies, why are they not all getting subpoenaed and put into a skiff and displayed in front of Congress? How are we ever going to hold these people accountable if they can just go, I plead the fifth. You plead the fifth? How in the hell do you plead the fifth? And how the hell was somebody this close? And this is Drew Hernandez, fellow LFAer. Says, President Donald Trump's assassination attempt, multiple angles in real time. There was plenty of time to take the shooter out or at least call it in and have social or Secret Service take Trump off stage immediately. But that wasn't done, folks.
He was doing his job. I wouldn't even be doing this. Some beautiful place with a gorgeous ocean.
Look, they're all pointing.
The Atlantic, maybe the Pacific.
Yeah, someone's on top of the roof. Look. There he is right there. Right there. See him? He's laying down. See him?
Yeah, he's laying down. And Sven, I'm here with you fighting like hell to get a Senate.
What's happening?
And to make sure we take back the White House, because if we do, we're going to make America better than ever before. We're going to make it.
Yeah, look.
And it's
there
not
he is.
Easy, because we have millions and millions of people in our country that shouldn't be here. Dangerous people. Criminals. We have criminals.
He's on the roof. He's
drug dealers. We have people that
right
should
here.
Not be here.
Right on the roof.
It's much tougher than it is. It happened.
He went right on the roof again.
Ever. In recorded history, we had the best border. In fact, if they could ever put up a chart, I don't know if they can do it. Do you guys have access to that chart that I love so much? You don't mind if I go off teleprompter, do you? Because these teleprompters are so damn boring, I try and explain that. Oh, there's a, wow. You guys are doing it. They're getting better with time. My guys, take a look at that chart. Take a look at the arrow on the bottom. See the big red arrow, right? So that's when I left office. That was the lowest point, and that comes right from the government services, comes right out of Border Patrol. Take a look at that. So that arrow is the lowest amount of illegal immigration ever in recorded history into our country. And then the worst president in the history of our country took over. And look what happened to our country. Probably 20 million people. And you know, that's a little bit old, that chart. That chart's a couple of months old. And if you want to look and see something, you can say, oh, God, what happened?
You tell me that happened and Mayorkas wasn't involved. You tell me that happened and Secret Service wasn't involved. You tell me that happened and local law enforcement was not involved. My ass. Not one gosh damn American is believing it. And the best part about this is they don't have control over the media anymore. They've lost it. Their ability to silence us and cover this shit up, just like they did in 2017 in the Vegas shooting, just like they did in 9/11, just like they did in every other gosh damn setup and false flag. The deep state is done. We are going to get to the bottom of this. They don't have enough time to cover this shit up before we expose it all. And they can't silence us, and our voice is too strong. Thanks to you guys over here who are constantly going out of their way. We had almost 1,700 people today. We're getting close to that 400 like marker. If we got 3 minutes left, I bet we can break it. I know we can break it. So check this out. We'll throw some good vibes out there. Check this out. Y'all done effed up now and woke up every N-word that was on the fence. Glad they're on our team now. Let's effing go, baby. It's 2024. It's MAGA season, folks.
Where am I at? Trump! Hey! We all for Trump. Y'all see what's happening.
Let's go, baby. Fuck Joe Biden.
Fuck Biden. Trump 2024. Hey, oh no.
It's done.
Trump!
Let's go. My man, Trump 2024, check this one out. Black America has a message for the Democrats in the deep state. Hey, I would like to thank the powers who thought that it would be a great idea to try to harm President Trump. We would like to thank you for the House, the Senate, and the presidency. And boy, are the numbers going to be earth-shattering. Democrats are done.
Hey, I would like to thank the powers who thought that would be a great idea to try to harm President Trump. We'd like to thank you for the House, the Senate, and the presidency. And boy, are the numbers gonna be earth-shattering. Democrats are done. You fuckers are never gonna be in power again. Your great-great-great-great-grandchildren ain't gonna fucking be in power. Peace!
Let's go, folks. Smash that like button. It is 2:59. Up next is the NFSC, followed by a stacked lineup of shows all day over here on LFA TV from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you did not enjoy this show, I promise there is a personality over here on LFA TV that you will enjoy. So please consider smashing that like button, sharing this content with your friends. Let's go out with a bang, and let's give the Dilly V meme team one last shout out for this video. We'll end it right after this, folks. Smash that like button on your way out the door. God bless each and every one of you. God bless Trump and God bless LFA TV. We out. Peace.
If you want to really see something that said, take a look at what happened.
I love you.
Fight.
I love you, Dad.
I'm proud of you, son.
Fight.
Fight, Dad, fight.
Get up, Donnie. Fight.
You've got work to do, son. Fight.
Fight. I love you, Daddy.
Get up, Dad. Fight.
Fight. You must fight.